over in 6 days, makes John.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big turnaround, all right, for us. I would say 6 days, the half time from the first game when we were in at half time and we were 8-2 down, and from there on we kicked on really, and we continued today. I think we had the second half last day, we kicked on and we got the draw, and the fourth minute we kicked on from the start today, and I think that was very important, and I really had that said to them, they had to do that today.
Yeah, even enough up to the goals though, Shane Connealy got the first, didn't he, and then John Rose the second.
Yeah, it was tight. Oh, it was tight. I mean, we knew that because Fannett are a good footballing team, and I mean they could have got the result last week, so we had to really go at it at the start this week, and it was the goals really came at the right time for us and set us up from there, and we probably were able to kick on from that as well and keep kicking away and keep working hard and get the scores when we needed them to stay in front.
Having said that, you had been playing the better football, you had held your shape, looked to be more shape about you this time than there was last Sunday in the first half.
Yeah, probably so. And I would say we're a bit, there was a real momentum with them as well when they got the ball. I thought when we turned the ball well this time, we were better on the ball moving forward, and we picked off our scores far better. From last week at times, we didn't do that. Mm. And you know, we had wides that really we should have had over the bar, and it just didn't go right. And so I thought we were much better that way in the this time in the second game.
2-6-5 up at half time. What did you say in the dressing room?
Well, I suppose we just reminded them where they were at half time at the game before, and I think that's where we had to remember it's not easy, it's you're only halfway through that game, and what has to be done in the second half to see out the game. So they were fully prepared for that, they knew that.
Yeah, Stephen got a couple of points. I know Michael Sweeney got a great goal. You'd be a little bit worried how he got in for that goal.
Well, I think it's a sheer size of the man. He's an incredible man, because when he gets the ball and he gets a run up, he's a seriously strong man on the ball when he goes running, and it takes an awful lot to stop him. I'd say we nearly wanted 12 or 13 men at the times to stop him. It was a brilliant goal from him, but he can do that, and he's playing great football at the minute. Because that's three times we played them probably in 5 weeks, and he's been their main player in every game.
But you kicked on again, and
yeah,
good spread of scores as well, John, in the second half. Even though maybe you take the foot off the pedal there towards the end.
Yeah, at times probably did. All right, you're just trying maybe to see the game out as well. But they're good spread of scores on the boys, and they worked hard and they worked themselves into the position for the scores, which is a good sign of any team to do that.
And obviously Stephen Griffin was top scorer again. Barry Rose, Daniel Friel. You know, the team played well. John Rose, you made the change, he made his mark last week in the second half, he came in. I thought he had a big game today.
John played well today now as well, he did, and Barry Rose played well today. The two Roses, to be fair, had a good game, and I'm delighted for them, Tom, that they did, because they really try hard at training and they've been working hard at training, so you see the fruits of it there today.